Hearing people's fears is music to my ears. In a place far from the city noise, the best summer of my life begins. The simplest moments are filled with pure joy, and a new adventure awaits around every corner.
If there's one thing this city's taught me, you can put a price on anything. Secrets, reputations, a life, and trust. If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
I'm sorry. I didn't win the Enchanted Flower Trophy, but I prepared a Peacock Flower Trophy.
Once upon a time, there was a little octopus named Cerise. Whenever she was sleeping, she'd dream of the wildest things, like tropical islands with shaky-shake coconut trees and hammocks that swing you upside down. Or she'd dream of all the land creatures she'd wanted to meet one day, like dancing blue dragon bears. On this exact morning, Cerise was having one such dream.
Whew, what a dream. Wait, maybe if I close my eyes and lie down again, I'll be able to go back. Ugh, it's not working. I should write it down before I forget. Where's my dream diary? I swear I left it next to my underwater tennis racket.
Every time I want to sit on the couch, it seems like somebody is in my favorite spot. They're just sitting there like it's their couch. Man, that really gets me going. Then it always seems like I have to wait around for my dinner. I mean, how hard is it to empty a can into a bowl? I could even do it myself if I could open that darn cabinet where they keep my food.
It's okay. I'll do it again for you.
I think we lost something out there, Captain.
Not to worry, Thompson. We're still flying half the plane.
I've worked out how I'm gonna save the planet. I'm gonna stop eating Billy's clothes and start eating trash. Then there'll be less litter. I'm a genius.
So I got this big party coming up in a few days. The usual thing. Balloon animals, magic tricks, riding my tiny bicycle around the yard while all these cute little kids go crazy and think I'm some sort of superhero or something.